Welcome back to the Cosplay Creep Podcast. I'm your host, Stephen, and join me as I talk to cosplayers about their interests and experience in such a remarkable and amazing world. For this episode, I would like to welcome a guest caster from Germany. Kiwi? Hello?
Hi!
Okay.
Nice to meet you, finally.
Yeah, we're finally doing okay. So,
Finally.
Insider here. Kiwi is actually gonna have a photo shoot this afternoon. So we're doing she's doing the interview this morning. This girl is so active in cosplay. So, how was cosplay introduced to you?
I started out as like the little anime fan kid in elementary school, and I had that other friend as well. We were like playing Pokemon in the school breaks and with our Pokemon cards. So we were always kind of the weird kids. And like about 5 years ago, I think, I started to like see more and more cosplayers in my area as well, because there's a small event like down the street from me every few months, and I was like, oh my god, that's so cool, I want to do that. And I look really horrible, but I just started out making outfits out of scrap, like either from my closet or trying to sew stuff, but it looked really awful. And from there on, I just kept on going and making progress, and yeah, now I've been cosplaying for like really cosplaying for almost 5 years.
Okay, so
that's kind of the story.
Okay. Well, no, we're not gonna end there. That's just the beginning of your like how you were introduced to cosplay. And that's a very long year of experiencing in cosplay, and I applaud you for that. And at the same time, I think you're already implying that you're making your own costumes. Is it?
Not anymore, sadly.
Oh.
I'm doing some myself, yes, or just changing stuff on them, but currently due to school, and I'm going to graduate this year, so I don't really have time because I have to study a lot for my exams. But I'm going to do more myself again when I'm done with school.
Yeah, the good thing about cosplay is like, let's say you're busy in work, on jobs, on school stuff, and then you want to relax, get your stress off, do cosplay. I mean, it's another kind of stress, but it's a happy stress at the same time, right?
It is.
So,
Yes, it is.
So what inspired you to cosplay? I mean, you were introduced to cosplay, but what really pushed you to do like be one of the cosplayers?
Honestly, that's a really hard question, because I don't know, I was probably just so fascinated with all those amazing costumes and the glitter and the flowy dresses and everything I saw on those little events, and I was like, oh my god, I want that. I just want to feel pretty, and I want to feel beautiful in those dresses and those outfits, and I have no reason to wear outfits like that if I don't cosplay. So yeah, my sister also, she is an anime fan, but she's not a cosplayer, and she's always like, oh, that's so pretty, but I shouldn't buy that. What am I going to wear it for? And I'm like, I could wear it for cosplay. I'm going to buy it.
You see how funny it is, because I have friends that that are into animes, into games, like all the geek stuffs, I guess, or all the nerd stuffs. Mm-hmm. But the thing is, there doesn't mean that they're into cosplay as well, and mostly of my coworkers are just like they assume, because they knew that I was into animes, I was like this is kind of the irony of knowing anime, like they always go for me in terms of suggesting better anime like story and plot. I'm the go-to guy for them. And they always said, like, so are you gonna cosplay next time? Like, I'm sorry, I retired. I don't do it for the sake of cosplay. I might do it for this podcast, but I'm not doing for it for myself. I'm not discouraging anybody. Okay, it's me personally. I am happy that I arrived as a cosplayer, because now I can actually relate to people like cosplayers, especially you guys, because I'm a host, but at the same time I am a cosplayer myself. Once upon a time, it was a very long time as well. I started cosplaying 2006, so I ended it officially 2015. So yeah, that's a very long streak of cosplaying. But I don't always cosplay, but that's the year. So enough about me. So you said that you were on your studies, and especially right now that you are on your finals, I'm guessing, right?
Yes.
Okay. So yes. Two questions on two questions on a single paragraph.
Okay.
How do you balance your studies and your cosplay related activities, and how do you manage to fund this? To fund your cosplay at the same time.
Funny story. I'm really bad at time management. I'm really, really bad at time management. I'm a bit lazy as well when it comes to studying. I'm not the right person to give advice on that, but I try to study during the week and maybe on Saturdays, so that I have at least one day a week where I can say, okay, today is a day for photo shoots or for making a new cosplay, working on something, so that the rest of the week I can maybe concentrate on school, which doesn't really work out most of the time, but I'm trying hard. The other question, it slipped my mind, sorry, could you repeat the question?
Of course cosplay involves it doesn't come free. So how do you build your cosplay by buying raw stuffs or buying stuffs like that? How do you finance that?
Yeah. I mean, cosplay is a very expensive hobby. After some time, especially if you buy fabrics and for example EVA foam and stuff for crafting, very expensive and time consuming. But I mostly save up a lot of money. Sometimes when it's my birthday or Christmas, I'm like, hey dad, I want a new cosplay and I need that and that and that, could you get me that for Christmas? So and I have an Ko-fi account where people can donate to certain projects. I'm going to make the project, post a picture of it, and I'm going to say, hey, if you have the chances to and you feel like supporting me, maybe here's my Ko-fi account, you can donate to that and that cosplay. And I also sell prints. Maybe you heard that from Julie before, she does that as well. Prints of your cosplays, and people who are interested can buy them.
Yeah, I'm just proud of her doing stuff, right? Like her journey. Not saying that I always check it out, but the thing is, the progress. I noticed a big progress on her part, and hopefully on your part as well. That
definitely
you would have that kind of a jump through with cosplay. So, would you say that you just mentioned that you're still into your studies, right? However,
yes.
Would you consider yourself a full-time professional or part-time cosplayer, or in between? Maybe transitioning?
I wouldn't call myself professional at all. I mean, my cosplays are not 100% self-made or something. So I count that as more professional cosplayers who make their cosplays for a living. I'd say I'm a part-time cosplayer. I go to cons this year only in Berlin, in my city, because I don't have the time to travel. Whenever I feel like it and whenever I have the money for it. And I cosplay with friends and for photo shoots and videos and TikTok. So it's more of a fun hobby thing. And I don't think I want to make it a profession, because I would be scared that I would lose the fun of it.
Yeah, probably that's true. But sometimes you can just, if you're able to, you can do it hand in hand. Maybe someday, we cannot just end there sometimes. But sometimes, I mean, not sometimes, but like the purpose of cosplay is literally to have fun in the first, like you really have to, you can't do cosplay and not having fun as well. That's not really right to hear. Like it doesn't even make sense that you're doing cosplay, but you're not even happy. So, jumping onto the next question, I'm looking at your pics, and by the way, I invited you because your 2B just so awesome. That's it. Like, remember when I told you? yeah. Remember when I told you? And I even actually told one of my friends I met up yesterday, like, I'm about to interview a cosplayer who is literally 2B. Like, what? Like, yeah, dude. So
Thank you.
So really, that just your 2B is just so cool. You can actually do a live, like, if Nier Automata would be real, try to get in line for get there
for the live action.
Yeah, exactly. So I'm looking at your pics, and there are characters that I am not familiar with, and there are characters that I do, like Nezuko, like Misa, and I'm not sure if this is Shell. I'm not sure. Like the green haired character. I think that's
villain Deku.
Oh,
it's a very old picture though. It's a very old picture, though. Like a year ago.
Villain Deku. Is that a spoiler in the manga?
No, it's not a spoiler. Oh my god. No, it's like a fan. How do you call it? It's like.
Okay.
There's a name for it.
Yeah.
Like fans make their own ideas of like what would be if the character was.
Yeah, true.
And like, this is like if Deku was a villain. Like. What would be then?
that's absolutely true. Like, okay, so this is a mind-boggling on my part right now. Like, yeah, I got to discover freaking lots of approach in cosplaying. Because before I only knew like you're gonna go full armor, half armor, go full mecha, clothing cosplay, and that, and then I now introduced to bikini cosplay, gender bend cosplay, cross dress cosplay, and now affiliation. You can actually, like, what if the protagonist becomes a villain and then you cosplay it, like your own style, and vice versa, right? Holy crap! Now I'm inspired to make some, like, bad guys become, like, how do they look like when they're in the protagonist side.
I wanted to do that with Dabi if he was like never was a villain. If he like never became a villain, what would be? I'm not gonna do any manga spoilers, or anime spoilers, so I'm not gonna go further into Dabi.
Okay, so and then you just reverse Dabi's what's those fleshy stuffs. Instead of the jaw, you get all the flesh stuff on your face, and then you have a regular jaw. I'm just kidding. I'm just like reversing everything right now. So you have villain Deku. Walk me through your picks. You have a cat maid. I mean, a cat people, cat person, a maid with cat ears. Is this a character or your personal?
It is.
Your original character. Oh, an original character.
It is a character from an anime.
Okay. What's the anime?
I don't know if you know Komi Can't Communicate. Komi Can't Communicate. And the character is... there's like one episode, or in the manga, like one chapter, where they have like a school festival and their class does a maid cafe and she has like a very long maid dress, like a poofy one, and I was like, oh, that's so cute, I want to do that version for like a con. It wasn't a good cosplay, I'm not gonna lie, I don't really love it, but I love the maid dress, so it was worth it.
What's the name of this, the one that you have blood in, like, I'm guessing it's blood, and you have you're dressed like a butcher.
You mean with like the black I'm not sure which picture you mean. Wait, I'm not sure which. Like in the really dark room with the red lights. It's from a Korean cartoon. Like it's called manhwa when it's like a Korean manga, and Killing Stalking. I don't know if you heard of it. It was popular like 2 years back. And that guy, he's like a serial killer. he kidnaps another guy, and that's like the whole story is then about that one guy trying to escape.
So, aside from the butcher, which you really love, you have... Yeah, I'm gonna skip 2B first, because I'm gonna save it for later. let's just go with... Okay, I recognize the character. I'm not sure if it's from Fortnite character. Am I right? Is this right?
The first picture?
No, the girl with the bunny race car body fit suit.
Suit, you mean D.Va?
Yes. Oh, so that's how you pronounce it. I just said like D.V.A. Overwatch. Overwatch.
D.V.A. You pronounce it D.Va.
Right.
Yeah, she's from Overwatch.
Overwatch. Okay. So I'm mixing Fortnite with Overwatch. So this character is from
Tragic.
They're all shoot 'em up games anyway. So so you cosplayed her, and what's why this character became one of your favorites? How it became your favorite?
I'm not really sure. I just like the way I look with her wig and her makeup. I'm not much into gaming anymore. So I was like, Overwatch cosplay, not my thing. And my partner was like, you have to do D.Va. I love D.Va, do D.Va. And I was like, okay. but it turned out that I actually really like it on myself. I like the makeup, I like the wig, I like the bodysuit. And the way that you can like do different variations of her. I also have like a bunny suit version of her that I didn't post on Instagram yet. So
yeah. It's a surprise. So
surprise.
Yep. Okay. And then this one. Your Misa cosplay. What's the story behind the Misa cosplay?
Okay. So I don't have an actual Misa cosplay. That's mostly just a corset I had and a skirt and some like gloves and a blonde wig. There's one picture I have with a Light cosplayer. That is actually my Light cosplay. I used to cosplay Light, not Misa. And my friend who's cosplaying Light on that picture was like, hey, there's a small event, want to cosplay together there? And I was like, dude, we don't have any matching cosplays. What are we going to do? He was like, you have so much stuff. Don't you have like anything from the same anime we could do? And I was like, I have Light and I could do Misa with that wig. So like we could do that. And he was okay, that's great. Let's do that. And yeah, now we have Misa.
Okay. Originally you were going for the Light most of the time cosplay. And then
yes. You
were tagged in to try Misa as well. Okay, finally, yes. 2B. Were you the
your
one who
favorite.
Decided? Yeah, the one that caught me. Were you the one who decided on this, or somebody encouraged you to get inspired? What's the story behind your infamous 2B?
Again, I have to give lots of credit to my partner. when we like started dating, he's a cosplayer as well. So he was like, oh my god, you know, I have a 9S cosplay. You should totally do 2B. And I didn't know much about Nier, so I sat down and I watched a lot of videos, and I also like played a bit of Nier Automata. And then I was like, okay, I want to do 2B. She's mommy. I want to do her. And yeah, then like for the MAX Berlin, this is like the biggest convention in Berlin, I was, okay, I'm gonna do a full cosplay with the sword and the shoes and the dress and everything. And I really liked it. So, yeah, that's how I came to cosplay TV. And now I have so many different versions of her that I still have to do and so many plans for TV because I really like her on me. So, yeah.
Want me to suggest something that like really step up the game? And this is not
Go
about
for it.
like go for 3D effects, because you can, but that's just yeah. Get a drone. So get a drone
Get a
and then cosplay it like 2B's assistant, like that robot following her. I think that's the one who always
my
gives her the weapons,
God.
I think.
Yes.
So yeah.
Yes.
So yes,
That would
step
be
up
an
the game,
idea.
and so you need handies to control the drones and make sure they're really good, and not the ones that would like let like they can't even navigate the drone and always hit you, bumps you in the head, something. So you need a professional drone pilot for
I
it.
mean, I could also just ask my photographer to do some special effects. That's not the
Yeah,
because I'm
that's.
broke, man. I'm broke.
Hey, this is a progressive type of cosplay.
Yes.
You don't need it to do it right now. You can do it
Oh, I had that idea
sometime.
before, actually. I had that idea as well, and I was like, that would be so cool, but like, expensive.
So yeah, this is just a suggestion. So if somebody would actually hear it right now and you're taking this seriously, kudos to you for getting my suggestion. So we've run down to your cosplays, and you have a very awesome cosplay list. And what's this? I forgot something. I'm supposed to say something. Like were there no, not were there, but rather would you say that cosplay, since you've cosplayed start like for 5 years now, would you say that something related to cosplay has changed you personally, or character-wise, like something? Did something related to cosplay change you as you?
I think like expanding my circle of friends, getting to know new people, and especially like cosplayers, for example, Kisu Time, Julie, cosplay Julie, and Violet cosplay, like meeting all those people. I also got like new inspiration for new cosplays and different ways to do my makeup and style my wigs. And there are so many creative cosplayers that have been cosplaying for way longer than me that I met that kind of helped me when I started out. And I think that made the biggest change. Like getting to know people in the community and making new friends is always the thing that changes you the most as a cosplayer and as a person as well.
Since you've been cosplaying for a bit of time now, which part of the social means the shows social, my tongue, it's twisting a lot. Media, I mean, which of the social media are you most active in terms of cosplay?
Probably Instagram. I did have like a big cosplay break of 2 years in between, like almost 2 years that I didn't really cosplay. But now I'm being more active again and trying to post like at least once a week. I also use Twitter quite a lot. Not as active as I would like to, but I'm trying to post there like maybe twice a week as well. So yeah.
So I'm just gonna go back just a bit for those the characters that you picked. In broad, like in general, what's the reason behind picking these characters as one of your like okay, I'm gonna choose this as one of the 7 picks that I prefer. What's the reason behind it?
Of the pictures I sent you,
Yes.
mostly because I just look good on those. I was like, which
Hey,
pictures do I look
that could
most
be.
acceptable in? I don't
Okay.
know. I was like, okay, if I'm gonna get represented as a cosplayer, on, I don't know, a podcast or on your Instagram as well. Like you do those like posts, hey, new episode is out. And I was like, okay, what do I want people to see and think, okay, I gotta know more about this person or their cosplays. So I was just like going for that and thinking which cosplays look the coolest.
Yeah, they're gonna be like the like gonna be Hall of Cosplayer fame picks forever.
Yeah.
So yeah, they will be seeing
True.
you, and if you screw one pick, that's gonna be on you, not on me, because you
Then I'm
decide to
fucked.
pick one.
Then I'm fucked for real.
So were there times that you either way, were there times that you got praise, or sometimes or even criticized for being a cosplayer?
I think now that the community, especially like in Germany, is expanding a lot, like everybody is watching anime nowadays and everybody knows those really popular anime like Naruto and stuff. Everybody knows them. And I think you don't get judged for being a cosplayer that much anymore. Like
Very true.
when I was like an anime kid in elementary school, people were like, "Oh my God, that's so weird. Why are you doing that? Why those they call it Chinese cartoons."
Okay.
Maybe you heard that before, like the Chinese cartoons. And I was like, "That's not Chinese cartoons. It's anime." But they didn't get that, and you would get bullied for that, actually. But nowadays, people are like actually impressed by it, and they're like, "Oh, that's so cool and so much work." And I'm a bit surprised by it sometimes still, but it's really nice to see that people are not that narrow-minded anymore about cosplay.
Yeah, I mean, if you think about it, celebrities knew the word cosplay already. They know that they know that word, like they're
Yes.
like everybody age-wise knows cosplay, and that's a thing now. It cannot be undone already. That's part of society, and if people are still hating on it, they have issues. That's it. What are your most memorable like most memorable, yeah, I have a running script here, I'm just gonna read it because I suck. Most
All good.
memorable experience or events in cosplay, my
I think one moment is not that long ago, actually. Like from the last event I went to, there was like a very young cosplayer who like didn't start out that long ago, and she texted me on Instagram before, like, "Oh my God, your cosplays are so cool. How did you do that and that?" I was like, "Oh, she's so sweet." And on that convention, she actually made me a bracelet. And she was like, "That's for you. I made that for you." And it had like my cosplay name Kiwi on it. And I was, "Oh my God, that's so cute." And I wear it every day. I won't take it off ever. That's
You
like
had
a
a
very
fan.
sweet moment I had.
Congratulations.
Yeah, that's so sweet actually. And then I'd say the Max 2021, like 2 years ago.
MEX. I know that. I'm no longer in your, like, that's one of your biggest convention, I think. There. MEX
Yes.
Berlin,
Yeah.
right? Oh, yeah. See?
Yes.
See? I am not ignorant. I even watched
And I
one of the
went.
trailers that I think Yuli was one of them.
Oh, yeah.
And
Julie
you
was
were
in the
I'm gonna watch
trailer
it
for last
again.
year.
Are you in that bid as well? Don't tell
No,
me
I'm not
what
in
you
that bit.
Oh, okay. So if you did, I was gonna say don't tell me your character. I'm just gonna check out which you were.
No.
So yeah, so Max Berlin and
2 years ago, like 2021, I was there for the first time. That was my first real big convention, and not just like one of those small geeky meetups I went to before. And I cosplayed from Devilman Crybaby with my best friend. And at that time, Devilman Crybaby wasn't really popular. It was one of my favorite anime, though, and it still is. And we cosplayed Rio and Akira. And people were literally running to us like in the hallways, and we couldn't move anywhere. It took us like 10 minutes just to went straight out through one of those hallways, like to one of those artist alleys. It took us so much time, like you could have gone through there in like 2 minutes. But people were coming from all sides, and they were like, oh, we gotta take a picture, we gotta take a picture. And we couldn't move anywhere because there were always so many people around us, because there weren't many Devil May Cry Baby cosplayers at that time on conventions. And that was a very memorable moment. It was a bit stressful because we were searching for someone and we couldn't go anywhere because there were people all around us. But it was also really nice to like go to your first big convention and already get so much credit for your cosplay and see how nice people are acting towards you. It was really nice.
Facts, right? Max Berlin is really one of the biggest events in Germany in terms of cosplay convention.
No, not in Germany. In Germany, we have much bigger ones, but
Oh.
in Berlin, it's like the biggest one.
Okay.
We have like the LBM and Dokumi and all that stuff that is a lot bigger.
How?
But the Max is big for Berlin standards.
Okay, so specific place. But in terms of maybe you know, what's the biggest event in Germany as a whole in terms of cosplay?
Oof. I'm not too sure. I'm gonna have to lie maybe and say
Just
I
play the
guess
guessing
the
game.
LBM.
Okay.
Leipziger Buchmesse. It called? Like it's in Leipzig in Germany. And the name is literally like Leipzig Book Convention. And they have like books and cartoons and everything, and there is a lot of cosplay going on there nowadays.
Lights and books.
Leipziger Buchmesse.
Okay,
Leipzig
that's
is
just.
the city.
Oh, so Leipzig is the
It is in.
city. And then what's the
Yeah,
book?
Leipziger Buchmesse is a book convention.
And if. Oh,
Buch means book, and Messe means convention.
so this city books convention. Not a single word,
Yes.
it's a cosplay-related word, and it's the
No.
biggest convention. I guess
Has a lot
you
of
guess.
cosplayers going there.
Oh.
Not only anime, but also fantasy novels, LARP, Harry Potter, Star Wars, everything.
Yeah,
I didn't went I never went there though, yet.
it's one of those really really big events. I guess
Yes.
if you could call it. But here's the thing. People always think like when you say, oh, you're cosplaying, it's automatically animes or something like
Yeah.
related to Japanese culture anime. Yeah. But it's actually not. I mean it is originally, but technically right now, like right now, it's not. When you say cosplay, you're portraying like the word itself, it's a simple thing. If you're playing a character, regardless of what, where, how, what, or what country,
Yes.
which time, doesn't matter. What medium is it? Is it cartoon? Is it a Marvel something hero? Is it a card game? Is it a book? Doesn't matter. You cosplayed. You portray the character. You wear the costume, and that's it. That's cosplaying. It's basically cosplay is just a very elaborated word for every day is Halloween, like that.
Halloween, but make it expensive
Yeah, Halloween, but
and
make
more
it expensive and
time-consuming.
like getting on it, and then you're literally making your Halloween costume and like being with your friends and in a convention. Happy
Yes.
Halloween. So yeah, I suck. Anyways, so any other experience aside from you mentioned?
Well, I think what we talked about before we started recording, Cosplay Julie, you had an interview with her before.
Yeah, her she's my
It's
first
a.
German cosplayer guest.
Yes. But I think one of my favorite moments is actually getting to know her and becoming like her friend in real life as well, not only in cosplay. So yeah, definitely that.
How tall is she? Because every time I see her, like, you're tall. Like,
The thing is, I'm pretty tall as well. But she always wears those really, really high heels.
Yeah, I mean,
And then she looks tall even compared to me. But we're not that far apart, height-wise. She's like, I think, 180 centimeters.
okay.
And I'm 178.
I will not
So it's like
be
2 centimeters.
I will not be stepping around with you guys because I'm think never mind, I forgot my
How tall
height.
are you?
I'm on five, I don't know the centimeters of a 5'7" something. That's it. Five,
170.
yeah, 5'7.5". I'm almost 5'8". Yeah, I'm short.
I think
I mostly have the
178 is 5'9",
yeah, you're tall.
maybe. And Julie should be 5'9" as well, so it's like 2 centimeters only. It's not much height difference.
I'll be
Yeah,
stepping away so
we're talking about Julie's height right
that
now.
getting to know Julie is one of your favorite no, like your memorable, your more another part of experiencing and cosplay. I think you hit most of the questions already. Would you say about me? Yeah. So we're down to the last question, and I'm not sure if, cause, do you have any advice for listeners that wants to try and experience cosplay, or those who, decide like. Or hesitating to be a cosplayer, and then they just need one push away, and maybe you can push them.
Well, actually, I'm going to say the community is absolutely wonderful. You get to meet so many amazing people, so it's honestly worth it. And if you're a cosplay beginner and you're like a bit insecure about your cosplay, trust me, it's gonna get better. Cosplay is like any other hobby. It's just experience, and over time you learn new things and new techniques for makeup, wigs, maybe if you make your own cosplays, crafting and sewing. You will learn so much new skills through cosplay, and just take your time and don't let anybody get you down if you feel like, hey, I don't look good in this cosplay, or I'm just not a good cosplayer. Trust me, it's all about time and progress. So if I'd show you pictures how I looked 5 years ago, I think you could just laugh at me. But you make progress, and it's like any other hobby. Just keep on going and don't let anybody tell you what to do and how to do it.
I probably won't because I know the struggles of being a cosplayer, especially when you're on tight budget, especially when you're still not you're like you're not working professionals, like you don't get the financing on your cosplay yet, and then you really have to rely
True.
on support. So yeah, I've done it, I did it. I know how the struggle is, and then once you get to the level of like I can now buy my own stuffs and then make my own cosplay, that will be another experience that cosplayers, young, especially young ones, young cosplayers would be really excited to do. Yes, especially if you're into cosplay, wait till you're able to buy your stuffs. I'm not saying that you get like you're gonna get excited making your costumes. So
That's true.
yep. So where can they find you? Like as your cosplay content, I mean.
My cosplay content, I mostly use Instagram, TikTok, and Twitter. All three is just Kiwi Cosplay. On Instagram, it's Kiwi Cosplay, and then an underline on TikTok, it's Kiwi.cosplay. And I use Ko-fi. Links are always in my bios of all my accounts. There is a link tree where you can find all my other accounts as well. So, yeah.
Oh, I'm gonna put it here on the
Your
description.
link tree.
Yeah, I'm gonna put
Perfect.
it on the description of once this episode comes out. Your coffee link will be linked as well on
Okay.
the description. So in case that they get lazy and they just wanna click on the and then they're automatically on your channel. So yeah.
Perfect.
By the way, finally, like I always thought like I have a question and I'm still curious, and I always this question tends to slip a lot of times. And now I got it. I'm not going to let go of it. So here's the question. Why kiwi?
Okay.
The bird. I mean the bird. Oh, no, it's not the bird. It's the fruit.
No. It's the bird or the fruit, but this one relates to the fruit. 2 years ago, I shaved off the sides of my hair on my head because I was bored. And my one friend, like when it started growing back and it was like really short, my one friend touched my head and she was like, "Oh my God, you feel like a kiwi." And then from then on, she started calling me kiwi. Like every time we met, she was like, "Oh, kiwi." And then everybody else started calling me kiwi for some reason, and it kind of just stuck. Like, my hair has grown back. I have, like, no more shaved sides, but people still call me kiwi.
So, there you have it, guys.
It just kind of sticked around and never went away.
Yeah, the birth of... I'm going to say the birth of the kiwi cosplayer. The birth of Kiwi, the cosplayer, not the the Kiwi cosplayer. Because I was thinking like you're going to cosplay a Kiwi, like the bird itself and then the fruit.
Maybe I should.
You have a... You just mentioned that you it's supposed to be ending, but I'm still going. You just mentioned that you shave the side of your head. I mean, yeah. So I really thought, like, are you going for a cyberpunk or what's the name of that League of Legends character that has the shaved side and the pink hair with the big
Vi?
I think that's the name of the
Arcane as well.
Yeah, that one, because she has that kind of this like hair design where part of her, I think it was the left side of it was shaved, and then the other side was a bit long and designed like that. So I really thought that you get bored and then you just decide to, yeah, I'm gonna do this. So yeah, this is just me speaking up. So okay, so again, Kiwi, thank you for your time and sharing your experience. You as a cosplayer, the fun stuffs of being a cosplayer and your experience of cosplay events as well. Truly appreciate it.
Thank you for inviting me.
Always a pleasure.
Thank you very much that I got the chance to be here. I appreciate it.
You're very much welcome. And you can check out upcoming episodes from this podcast by joining the Facebook page at The Cosplay Crib. Also, you can check samples of today's guest cosplay photos on Instagram. That's Instagram at The Cosplay Crib. Twitter at Cosplay Crib capital CCs. I am a bit inactive there, so I'm fine with nobody's enjoying that one. And but no TikTok at Cosplay Crib if you will follow it. I truly appreciate you guys, because all the trailers of the guests of this episode is there on TikTok, and all links are in the description below, especially the guests links. And always thank you for joining, and I will be seeing you next episode.